Only one figure moved in the opposite direction, knocking aside anyone who got in his way, kicking through the collapsed heaps of earth and stone and rubble. The corridors and stairways buckled and heaved around him, but Julius Venture seemed not to notice. Smoke was pouring from the top of the mountain and red rivers ran down its sides.
We should get out of here,
the pilot told Mephistopheles Smith. With an almighty crack, the side of the mountain split open, and a torrent of orange and red poured out. The waterfall shifted, casting rainbow reflections of the eruption across the stepped pyramid, now visible behind it as the angle of the cascade changed. The mountainside buckled and moved. The water sprayed sideways, slowed, then burst out of the rock again. But now it was no longer pouring with spectacular majesty into the lake below, but crashing down into the top of the pyramid, running down its sides, burrowing through the stonework. We wait, Smith said. His dark glasses reflected the torrent of water and the anger of the fiery mountain. As long as possible. As long as it takes. Water was coming through the roof now, like someone had turned on sprinklers.
I can stop it,
Harper muttered under his breath over and over.
I can stop it. I can still stop it.
He shouldered aside two of his guards as they ran past. The ground quaked, and he staggered forward into the office area to the side of the amphitheatre. The ground was at a crazy angle. Half the lights were out, but the screens were still working.
I can stop it. I can change the model,
Harper said out loud, running for the keyboard. No, you can't, someone told him calmly. Not anymore. He spared Dr. Stribling a glance. Then he was working furiously at the computer.
I can. The program, the model. The whole of the compiled engine code was copied down here.
He hit the enter key and looked at the screen. It showed a spinning, stylized H. A window opened over it, an entry field, and a prompt. Enter, password. I stopped the copy and deleted the backup, Matt's mother told him. Oh, and I changed your password too. That's good practice, you know. Harper was on his feet.
You think you're so clever, he snarled. You know nothing.
He lunged at her across the desk, sending keyboard and mouse flying. Matt's dad dragged her out of the way.
Time we were leaving, he said. Come on.
Harper's threats and curses were ringing in their ears, louder even than the exploding mountain, as they ran for the way out. Julius Venture was standing at the top of the amphitheatre, waving for them to hurry.
Where's Matt? Mrs. Stribling gasped. And Robin?